Welcome to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast, a weekly conversation about mental health, personal development, and all the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information or to find a therapist in your area, visit our website at therapyforblackgirls.com. While I hope you love listening to and learning from the podcast, it is not meant to be a substitute for a relationship with a licensed mental health professional. Hey, y'all. Thanks so much for joining me for session 321 of the Therapy for Black Girls podcast. We'll get right into our conversation after a word from our sponsors. Which friend are you in your sister circle? Are you the wallflower, the peacemaker, the firecracker, or the leader? Take the quiz at sisterhoodheals.com/quiz to find out, and then make sure to grab your copy of Sisterhood Heals to find out more about how you can be a better friend and how your circle can do a better job of supporting you. Order yours today at sisterhoodheals.com. Hey ladies, it's Dr. Joy. As women, we put our hearts into everything. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month, and it's time to focus on our heart health. Release the Pressure wants to help Black women look at self-care as an act of self-preservation. During High Blood Pressure Education Month, let's help get to our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP for a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. That's iHeartRadio.com/RTP. For the first time in a while, I have quite a bit of fun travel coming up this summer, and I'm really counting on Macy's to help round out my wardrobe for some of these trips. Right now, I've got my eye on a new bag and sandals from Coach and some super cute tops and dresses from Macy's On 34th brand. And you can never really have too many pairs of sunglasses, and there are a lot of cute options to explore right now. If you need a little help getting your summer look together, shop at Macy's.com/ownyourstyle. You may have heard that most people who are Black have O-type blood. O is commonly needed for emergencies. But did you know 1 in 3 of us is a match for patients with sickle cell disease? Regardless of blood type, every day our blood saves lives and eases the pain of those living with sickle cell. Donate blood at Red Cross to help save a life. Black excellence is in our blood. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make an appointment now. Buying your first car can make you feel like a superstar as it's a big purchase, but it can take time to get there. Intuit is the financial platform that helps everyday people prosper. Whether you're trying to manage your money or trying to run a business, Intuit gives you the confidence to take control of your finances so you can live your best life. Intuit helps you take control of your finances through products like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com, I-N-T-U-I-T.com, to start living yours. Let's get into it. I've been wanting to experiment with shorter, more actionable field episodes for a minute. So today is my first foray into what I'm right now calling I have some thoughts on blank. For this episode, I want to share some thoughts on playing small. This weekend, I started rewatching Insecure from the beginning and was struck when one of the first lines Issa has in episode 1 is her asking herself, "How much different would my life be if I actually went after what I wanted?" Now, y'all already know Insecure is one of my favorite shows for lots of reasons. But chief among them is the ability the writing has to pierce at the heart of what so many of us struggle with. In this case, the struggle with playing it safe, not doing too much, not taking up more space. With this line, Issa verbalizes a dilemma many of us have or are currently trying to navigate. What would happen if I really went after the life I really want for myself? Now, there are a lot of reasons why this might be hard for us. It could be that even though we'd like something different, our current state is comfortable, while the idea of an unknown makes us uncomfortable. It could be that we don't know what steps to take to get to what's next. Or it may be that we doubt our ability to actually obtain what we truly want. If this is something you struggle with, I want to share a few questions for you to consider, and maybe even take to your journal if you'd like, that just might help you to get some clarity on what's stopping you from playing bigger and help you to take some steps in the direction toward the life you really want. Question number one. What are you afraid will happen? If you went after what you really wanted in life, what would happen? Is there fear related to this decision? What are you afraid will happen? Question number two. Whose criticism sounds the loudest in your head? Many times, it's difficult for us to move forward because we've been criticized in the past. Does someone's voice come to mind? Whose voice is it? Question three. What will have to be left behind in order to go after what you want? Are there habits that you'll have to leave behind? Environments? Maybe even people? What will have to be left behind to go after what you want? And is the grief related to this keeping you at a standstill? Question four. What support and/or resources do you need? And how can you obtain it? Is there somebody or some organization you need to reach out to that can answer some questions for you? And question five, what's the smallest step you can take towards this new reality? How can you take a tiny, small step in this direction? Is it through sending an email? Maybe listening to a podcast where someone who has done what you're trying to do has been interviewed. What's one thing you can do to get some movement started? I want you to remember that the things that we are called to do are often tied to the destiny of others as well. So when the fear gets too big or you get too worried about what others might say, try to silence those thoughts by remembering that someone is waiting for you to stop hesitating so that they can take their next step as well. If you're so inclined, I'd love to hear the small step you're going to take or the dream you've been sitting on, both to celebrate with you and to serve as a space for you to boldly proclaim walking in this new path. You can find me across social media at Hello Dr. Joy. Let me know what felt true for you about this episode. If you're looking for a therapist in your area, be sure to visit our therapist directory at therapyforblackgirls.com/directory. And don't forget to check out my new book, Sisterhood Heals, The Transformative Power of Healing in Community, at sisterhoodheals.com. This episode was produced by Frida Lucas, Elise Ellis, and Zaria Taylor. Editing was done by Dennison Bradford. Thank y'all so much for joining me again this week. I look forward to continuing this conversation with you all real soon. Take good care. Which friend are you in your sister circle? Are you the wallflower, the peacemaker, the firecracker, or the leader? Take the quiz at sisterhoodheals.com/quiz to find out, and then make sure to grab your copy of Sisterhood Heals to find out more about how you can be a better friend and how your circle can do a better job of supporting you. Order yours today at sisterhoodheals.com. Hey ladies, it's Dr. Joy. As women, we put our hearts into everything. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month, and it's time to focus on our heart health. Release the Pressure wants to help Black women look at self-care as an act of self-preservation. During High Blood Pressure Education Month, let's help get to our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP for a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. That's iHeartRadio.com/RTP. Nowadays, a lot of these big companies pretend to care about our communities and issues with nothing more than lip service. State Farm is the opposite. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help educate in financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something they care deeply about. They want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't mean authenticity, that it takes a good neighbor to sponsor programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, and to fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth that to date participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.